Tris, something?
Another minute, but you can start. I don't know how the last year of the video team is.
Okay, that's fine. All right. Hello. Welcome, everyone. I'm Fernando. I'm a Linux kind of network engineer at SUSE. And today, I'm here to talk about tunnels and lightweight tunnel infrastructure with NF tables. So let's start with the topic. So what's a lightweight tunnel? Well, it's something that has been around the kernel since 2015. It's not new. And it allows to, in essence, to attach encapsulation instructions to roots originally. We will go back to that later. And it has support in multiple kind of tunnels, like IP, VXLAN, Geneve, and many others. So why is this useful? This is useful for virtualized environment. If you are familiar with Kubernetes or environments with a lot of VMs, usually all the connection is tunneled. In enterprise networks, you have the machines, VMs or bare metal connected to switches, connected to a huge network, and it's common that you want to connect everything together. Or in Kubernetes, it's also quite common to have pod-to-pod or node-to-node communication tunneled. And also, there is a lot of work in virtualized networking, like OBS, that works through tunnels. So in essence, the initial support was something like was added there. You added the root to a specific endpoint, and you added some encapsulation instructions. So for example, here we are in this is a VXLAN, you add the ID, and